It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The string of seven killings and multiple shooting incidents in the last 2 months in Bloomington-Normal has drawn concern and attention to gun violence issues. Last week, GLT hosted a community conversation on gun violence. Now other groups are starting dialogues. GLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with United Way of McLean County CEO David Taylor about a youth summit set for August 18th. Taylor says it came together quickly.
With some of the recent violence that's been going on, with just some of the trends that we've seen from a youth standpoint, it's begun to appear that our youth are in crisis here in this community. And so conversations started with Mike Matika and myself and Kathleen Lorenz around what can we do about that? What should we look to do? And so this idea of a youth summit kind of came to the forefront. And we had conversations with both mayors, with the police chiefs, and with the superintendents of the local school districts, and they were supportive. And, you know, the date that we picked is kind of a happy medium. Sure, we'd like to do something maybe sooner, and some people would like to do something maybe a little bit later after school starts, but this is just a first step is how we're looking at it.
What trends have you identified over the last several years that feed into this gun violence issue and the need for youth in crisis to be addressed in the community?
Yeah, and I would say that the gun violence is just one symptom of it, but definitely some of the work that I've been involved with from a BN Advantage workforce development standpoint, there is a desire from local employers to have more qualified workers. At the forum, there were panelists that talked about the fact that there aren't opportunities for some of these youth that are finding themselves in the middle of some of this trouble. And so I think there's a little bit of a disconnect. There's a desire, I think, on both ends of this to provide meaningful opportunities for employment and a trained workforce, but we're missing some of those connections. And so even beyond the violence, I think some of the trends indicate that there's a mismatch perhaps of available workforce and some of the skill sets required. So how can we bridge those gaps and how can we close some of those?
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. With us is David Taylor, the CEO of the United Way of McLean County. You have also made your funding decisions for the year. You're coming to the end of a three-year cycle of funding, so the percentages of the available dollars really are the same. But what are some of the dollar awards being made to the various programs this year?
Yeah, so and we'll have some more detailed announcements on specific dollar amounts for each organization and each program here in the coming weeks or so. But from a high level, we feel comfortable with allocating out $808,000 in direct service funding here. In addition to that, there will be funding that goes to Next Step, which is the Financial Opportunity Center, which is a neat joint venture that includes Mid-Central Community Action, the University of Illinois Law School, as well as Heartland Community College, and that'll be another $25,000. And then we also fund the local 211 crisis hotline, and that will be around $41,000 or so. So we saw an overall right now, we've collected just over $1.1 million in funds. We anticipate, and again, we're trying to move away from those projections, those campaign totals. We want to really work on dollars in hand, which is why, you know, this kind of completion of the three-year funding cycle, which will go through June 30th of 2019, is kind of really maybe at least initially the last of its kind exactly like that. And there will probably be some changes moving forward to ensure that we're giving out what's in hand and not having to rely on projections or pledges. And so based on what we know and what we feel confident in, $808,000 is what we're comfortable with releasing, knowing that we'll be able to honor that commitment.
And what did you release last year?
Last year, it was just over $1,070,000. So this is a decrease of about $260,000 or so.
You mentioned the $25,000 for the Next Step program. That's the second year of such an award. Why are you highlighting that?
Well, that's something I think that demonstrates a collaboration among different organizations. So you've got the Heartland Community College, you've got University of Illinois Law, you've got Mid-Central Community Action. And really that program, which is supported by contributions from Country Financial, which they are a big part of that award of $25,000, really helps people kind of break through that cycle of poverty or living near that poverty line. And so we've got some programs that support those interventions when somebody is in crisis. And Next Step is really one of those programs that's designed to help elevate somebody then out of that in the future. And so I think it, for a couple of reasons. One, it's a program, I think, that demonstrates or highlights a strong collaboration among local organizations. And two, it's really about changing conditions that lead to some of these symptoms rather than just treating the symptom itself.
Unpack that for listeners, will you? What actually does the program do Sure. to remove people from immediate crisis?
Sure. And let's say, for example, somebody's needing help with their utility bill. And Mid-Central Community Action, along with some other organizations in the community, sometimes operate with an emergency fund of sorts that helps with that. So what they try to do then is once somebody has had that satisfied, they look to get a commitment from them to sign up for Next Step, which are financial coaching sessions and counseling sessions, to help them understand and to learn to budget their money, how to avoid situations like that, how to set aside some for specific unexpected events in their lives, and to help them create kind of that cushion so that they're not having to rely on emergency help from the Town of Normal, the City of Bloomington, Mid-Central Community Action, other organizations that hold some sort of emergency fund to help citizens and clients when they're in crisis. So it's really then trying to teach and try to educate and to help them elevate their understanding of what's led to them being in that position and to see what opportunities or assistance they can provide to help elevate them out of that.
The Youth Summit with Not In Our Town, the United Way of McLean County, and other stakeholders such as schools will be August 18th. United Way CEO David Taylor spoke with Charlie Schlenker for Sound Ideas.